To CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny Obrey. Actor Tony Todd died on Wednesday, November 6th at his home in Marina Del Rey, California at age 69. He was best known for starring in The Candyman and Final Destination film series, and had a recurring role as Worf's brother Kern in Star Trek The Next Generation. Todd had once mentioned that his taste for acting started at a young age through his love for books and his Aunt Clara's encouragement. Todd's passing has left many of his colleagues saddened, including his Candyman co-star Virginia Madsen, who paid him a heartfelt tribute on Instagram. He is survived by his two children, Alex and Ariana. The St. Michel station of the Metro's Blue Line officially reopened to the public at 10 a.m. on Monday. The closure of the station first occurred on October 4, when it was discovered that concrete beams hanging over a footbridge were deteriorating. Fabre and Libreville are two other Blue Line stations that closed on October 4, however, they reopened less than a week later. It was up until Monday that Metro users took a shuttle bus to travel between St. Michel and other Blue Line stations. Montreal Mayor Valérie Plante stated that the maintenance work that was carried out has made it safe to welcome Montrealers again. Four teenage girls are being charged with robbery after attacking a 62-year-old woman in downtown Winnipeg on Sunday evening. The girls are aged 14 to 17, and they were attempting to steal the lady's cell phone among other possessions as she was sitting on a bench. After the ordeal, the lady obtained minor upper body injuries but didn't require medical attention. Police officers later found and arrested the four suspects. According to the police, the victim and the suspects did not know each other before the incident occurred. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news and follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Listening to Something for the Mood. I'm your host for the next hour. My name is Zoe. That last track was called Cigarettes, Beer, and Cat Hair. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Everyone, like I said in that intro there, I'm Zoe, and you're listening to Something for the Mood, the show where I pick a different topic each week and create a set list that matches the mood of that. Like I said, the first track you heard was Cigarettes, Beer, and Cat Hair by Greg Foat from the album Gone to the Cats, and that last one was Hungry Ghost by Yamataka dash dash Sonic Titan from their album Dirt. The topic for today is a novel called The Hole by Hiroko Omayada. She is an author born in Hiroshima, and this is one of her three books. So it's a kind of magical realism novel. And I'll read, I'll give you some context about what the novel's about so you can have some understanding of these songs and why I've chosen them. So essentially, Asia is the main character. Asia's husband is being transferred and the young couple move next door to his family's home in the Japanese countryside. Asia tries to readjust to their remote and rural lives until one day she comes across a strange creature, follows it to the embankment of the river, and ends up falling into a hole. So the whole novel is very atmospheric, quite eerie, and all the tracks I've chosen today kind of speak to that. So the next song we're going to listen to is called Wild Man by What A Do Archive Group. And I hope you enjoy. Thanks.
Start your engines and get ready to end your semester in style. On November 30th, Canada's Drag Race star Kiara is taking over Reggie's and hosting an unforgettable night of drag. Also, all profits go to the Canadian Cancer Society. This event is presented by Queer Concordia and Concordia Relay for Life. For more details, follow their Instagrams at Queer Concordia and at Concordia Relay. Come for the glam, stay for the cause. Doors at 8:30 and show at 9.
Check out Chop Spins and Remixes every Sunday from 12 to 1 with your host Noel on the Bones.
Come on, 구름들이 창창하고 구름이 와 쌓고 나무 한 그루 서 있으니
갈바 도끼들 언덕이를 누른다 차웅장 차웅장 산꼭대기 올라서서 바람을 휘군다
손에 걷어붙이고 넝코를 칭칭 감고
낑낑 빌어보고 당겨보고 용을 써도 이거 꼼짝 않고 까만 등이 끈적끈적 하얀 개미가 오글오글 혓바닥 널름 꿀꺽 삼키니
빙빙빙 시간이 소용 오래 지고 젊어지더니
눈이 번쩍 살아있는 바닥이 없는 나라 있어 느릿짐승 날짐승도 아닌 것이 살고 있고 머리들이 말바두루 황소꼬리가 달린 뱀새 코가 없는 코끼리며 하늘따르는 물고기와 혀가 두린 뱀과 이런 어리 장난감들이며 사람들의 빠진 전이 고장난 문짝들도 승강 첩석은 술에 불린 실패 꿀기러기 바로 더미가 붙어 나무 감싸느니 휘리릭 던지니 나무 어제끈이고 가지 불붙여 바람을 불어 불길이 번져 흘린 덤이 날뛰는 사냥개 나무가 기울고 뿌리가 들려 흙먼지나고 구멍이 뚫려라
everyone. So the song you just listened to was called Look At Me, Look At Me by the group Linelchi. So this is a new track from them and I actually just discovered them while I was actually looking to find tracks for this specific playlist today. So I thought they were really cool because their central influence is pansori, which is a Korean tradition of musical storytelling. And so the group takes that as their main influence, and they mix several other genres with it, like psych rock, experimental, folk, you name it, it's all there. And I felt that song worked with today's theme because it has so many kind of magical sounds, and I tried to pick tracks that were kind of psychedelic today because the entire theme of the novel is kind of unreal. It feels like what I felt when I was reading the book for the first time was when you wake up from a really hot nap in the summer and you kind of just feel like not real at all. That's kind of how I felt. So that's a little bit of context for the music that I've chosen today. There's also a very kind of stagnant energy attached to this book, and it kind of speaks to how one gets stuck in the rut of life. In Asia's case, the main character, in her case, maybe the realm of domesticity, and you know, the binaries that are being a woman in this society. But we're going to continue on with the music. The next track is called Dreaming Again by Polmopulpo. Thanks, everyone.
$24.50 for the shoes that brought him there. 160 for the shirt and that blue tie. He pays to dance, he pays for love, he pays romance. He pays to dream, but dreaming's free, and that's when she fell from the sky. Sure, baby, you can't pay for me.
everyone. So that last track you just heard was called Zypher by Sign Libra. Before that, we had a Canadian artist from Ontario called She's a Dream by Camilla Sparks. And before that, we had Dreaming Again by Palmo Pulpo, who is also another Canadian artist based out of Toronto. I find all of these songs kind of go together, which is why I played them one after the other. Both Zypher and Dreaming Again, I find bring that same sort of, you know, unreal feeling while you're listening, which is, you know, the feeling that I get while reading the book. You know, it's all connecting. And then She's a Dream kind of breaks that up because it still has that aspect of unpredictability and kind of unrealness. Is that a word? I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to go with it. Unrealness. However, it holds more angst, I find, which is another big part of this novel, because although it's, you know, atmospheric, whimsical, surreal, it's quite a sad novel, because she starts to question her sanity and she starts to question her role in life. And it's quite sad, and she's lonely throughout the entirety of it. And it's just her kind of figuring it out and just her experience of being stuck in a situation that she can't get out of. And it's a seemingly simple novel in that way of, like, she follows this animal and falls into a hole and meets some people, moves to the countryside. But there's so much weight that the narrative in between the lines holds. So that was the meaning behind those tracks and its connection to the topic of today. I just got out of my women's lit class, and so I'm, like, extra, ultra, you know, dissecting it. I didn't really think about that. Anyway, we're going to continue on. We have a track by the artist Radiant Baby called Mort de Rire. And after that, we have a track from Mong Tong called Chakra. Thanks, everyone. You're listening to CJLO. I'm Zoe. Yeah.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passion since 2012.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hey, everyone. I'm back. So, I just had a little mishap and I guess it's not a mistake. You still heard great songs, but I played the completely wrong songs from what I told you I was going to. So, you heard Mont de Rire by Radiant Baby, but after that, instead of Chakra by Mong Tong, you heard Frozen by 800 Cherries. And after that, you heard Jian's Vision by the artist Plume. Both Radiant Baby and Plumes are based out of Montreal here. So super talented, great local artists. And I want to just take a moment to talk about 800 Cherries and their album Romantico. Frozen, the one that you just heard, is one of my favorite tracks off of this entire album. However, this album is one of my favorites to ever exist. And I found that song kind of spoke perfectly to the sadness that the protagonist in the book kind of feels throughout the novel. And it just is such a kind of achy song. I'm going to go with that. And so I felt that I had to include it. And the Jian's Vision by Plumes is such a great song. The entire album is awesome, but this is my personal favorite. I love the, they just have a dope riff in the back of it, but it's still magical and beautiful. So yeah, all of those songs fit in perfect with the atmosphere of the book. This book also, I think everyone, the few people or the multiple people listening, everyone should read this book. As a reminder, it's called The Hole by Hiroko Ayamada, and it's only 100 pages, takes you like 2 hours to read. So this is a friendly little push to read this book because it's so awesome. Anyway, we're going to continue. I'm going to play a song called Ballad of Bobby Beausoleil by Sophie Royer off her album Harley Quinn. Thanks, everyone. You're listening to CJLO.
Thank you. 找到了几块圆盘，他们已经把这种所谓旋转的飞碟或者概念，其实已经融合到了宗教甚至心理学里面。我们在讲他的宗教里面，特别是当中的 Vishnu 这个黑天神，他的右手上面就是一个不断在旋转的一个圆盘，就叫 Chakra。所以像这些概念不断的旋转，而且能够飞行的东西，其实在横跨印度五千年的这个历史里面，一直是个重要的关键。这些可能都跟我们讲核磁反应或者是飞碟有关。
Again. So that was the song Chakra by the band Mong Tong, and before that you heard Ballad of Bobby Beausoleil by Sophie Royer. I feel like the song that just played Chakra kind of speaks to the eeriness that I was discussing in a way that none of the other songs on this playlist kind of capture, except for I would argue... I'm not arguing with anybody. I would say that The Hungry Ghost by Yamataka Sonic Titan also kind of falls into the category of the sinister and the eerie that I was speaking about. So I really love that song, and the band is super cool. And Sophie Royer is one of my, you know, kind of, she's my girl. I fangirl over her very often. She's super cool, super sick. She's about to come out with a new album, I think. And she's been releasing singles and whatnot, which is very exciting for me. But this is one of my favorite tracks off of her sophomore album that she released in 2023. But anyway, we're coming to the end here. It's 2:57 and I'm off at 3. So I want to thank you for, you know, going through this journey with me today. I'm going to play you out with a song called Ultrafacial by James K. And today's episode was a lot of fun, and I hope everyone listening enjoyed and learned something. That's all I can hope for. Anyway, I'll see y'all next week, and have the best day ever. You're listening to CJLO. I'm Zoe, and this is Something for the Mood. Bye.